way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Seek the Lord. Forsake your thoughts and your plans, your ways, and return to the Lord. Easier said than done. Because our thoughts and our ways seem so good. Our thoughts for peace seem pretty good. Our plans for justice seem pretty good. Our plans and our thoughts and our ways for our own lives seem good. Our thoughts on how to make the world a better place seem good. But Isaiah won't coddle that opinion at all. He writes that your thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, and your ways are desolation and destruction, and that you do not know the way of peace, and that there is no justice in your paths, and that you have made your ways crooked. So seek the Lord. Forsake your thoughts and your ways and return to the Lord. There's no wiggle room. There's not a sliver of our thoughts or our ways or even one square inch of our plans that we can take to the Lord. He says to forsake them, period. Easier said than done. Because our ways seem so good. I've been wrestling with these words from Isaiah, to forsake your ways and your thoughts. And I guess to drive it home a bit, I imagine the Lord asking me throughout the week, what are you seeking? What do you seek? Because your thoughts, what you think about throughout the day, and your ways, how you live, are completely shaped by what you seek. What are you seeking? I could tell you a lot about what you seek in your life by just looking at how you use your phone or your browsing data on your computer. Or how you spend the first few minutes of your day. Maybe you're one of like 68% of Americans who the first thing they do in the morning is look at their phone. I could tell you a lot about what you seek in life by taking a peek into your thoughts that overwhelm you throughout the day and the paths by which you walk. You know more than any other what you seek, what plagues your mind and overwhelms you. And the fruits of what you seek are self-evident. You seek the admiration of men. You seek the praise of those around you. You seek peace, but primarily peace for yourself. And that's usually in the form of having the perfect answer in the perfect place, or in the form of being the one who everyone looks up to or admires, or perhaps you seek peace through more destructive and dark ways that even you know are dangerous to your soul. What do you seek? And where do these thoughts of iniquity lead you? And where do these crooked paths take you? The Lord answers, destruction and desolation. All your thoughts that seek to be admired in the eyes of others only end up destroying you. Your thoughts for how you can accomplish peace for your own life through your own ways only end up destroying you. your thoughts and your ways into anything other than the Lord, who is life, end up destroying you. So seek the Lord and forsake your ways and your thoughts and return to the Lord. What are you seeking? Whatever you seek will eventually end up becoming your God. You get so focused on the things that you seek that you begin to stake your entire life and peace and happiness on that thing. And your whole life becomes consumed with obtaining that thing in which you seek. You stake your whole life on it. You stop seeking the Lord and you end up seeking a God of your own making. Seek the Lord. Forsake your ways and your thoughts and return to the Lord so that he may have compassion on you. To our God, that he may abundantly pardon you. The things in which we seek as poor, broken, sinful people is love and mercy, and the only one that we can find it perfectly is in the Lord. He lives to have compassion on you. Seek the Lord so that he may have compassion on you and abundantly pardon. You don't have to impress him. You don't have to work into the eyes of his admiration. He lives to have compassion on you. So where do you find him? Isaiah tells us in his word. He says, as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return there but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it. You want to seek the Lord, you will find him in his word. In his word, he showers his compassion upon you. In his word, he delivers you abundant pardon for all of your sins. In his word proclaimed, in his word read. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, in his word and in his word made flesh. God came and dwelt among us in Jesus. The one who loved you so much that he laid down his life for you. The risen Lord who lives to show you compassion and abundant pardon are in his hands and in his feet and in his side for you. He lives to show compassion on you. He doesn't care about your great accomplishments. And he doesn't care about your worst failures. He cares about showing compassion on you, to have mercy on you. He loves to show mercy. You don't have to impress him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. God doesn't play hide and seek with us. We know exactly where we can find him, in his word and in his son and in his sacraments, in his supper, bread and the wine and in water with his word. In your baptism, the Lord sought you out and had compassion on you, abundantly forgave you all of your sins. In the supper, our Lord pours out his compassion on you and abundantly pardons all of your sins. So seek the Lord where he is found. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord so that he may have compassion on you. For he will abundantly pardon you. I invite you to pull out your hymnal in front of you and turn to hymn 712. And Leslie, don't worry, we're going to try to sing this a cappella. No promises, though. Seek ye first. What are you seeking? Well, you know I'm not the best singer, so help me, please. But let's start. All three verses. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added.